and just speak out one ha'ara going back to Amud Aleph. And that is the sugya of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So, Gemara brought Ramea Shita of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. The reason we're talking about it here is because it emerges from Ramea's halacha on the samach tes amud beis. Another thing we saw in the sugya is that we paskin like Ramea. Even though Ramea sounds a little bit like he's a das yachin in chas, and very often we don't paskin like Ramea. Big say roisav we do, but as it relates to his halachas, usually we don't. But the halacha psuka is mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So here's the question. Just an interesting topic. We'll open up the discussion, and Ezra Hashem will build on this. And that is, we know that the minig in Klal Yisrael is, specifically with regards to the tzaddikim and the gedolim, that before they left this world, they would write a tzava. And in the tzava, they would instruct their family, their talmidim, whoever wanted to listen, to do certain things, to not do certain things, to take on different hanhogos, be very, very makpid in this area. The question is that binding in any way? Or is that not binding in any way? And at first glance, you would say that there's a lot of different perspectives from which you should look at it. If the tzavah was written by a parent, so there's a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. We know the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, mechabdei mechayim u'mechabdei lachamisa. Person has an obligation, a responsibility to honor his father and mother even after they leave this world. If the one that wrote the tzavah was a chacham, so there's an inyan of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. There's also an inyan of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And the question is, does this halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, which is the halacha, does it play a role for something of that nature as it relates to a tzava? So just to, again, open up the discussion, and that is a beautiful medrash. This medrash is a medrash tanoim. So I'm familiar with medrash rabbah, medrash tanchuma, but there's many, many different types of medrashim. And this is called the medrash tanoim, and it's in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim begins, Eila Dvarim. Zok the medrash. Omer Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ashreim shal tzadikim, she'ein niftar min ha'olam, ad she'ein mitzaven as bneim achareim al divrei Torah. The tzadikim, before they left this world, they would always instruct their children al divrei Torah. She'kem matzino by Avram Avinu. We find this by Avram Avinu. Shloi niftar min ha'olam, ad she'tziv as bonav as beisai, she'yish mu udrachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That before he left this world, he instructed his children that they should be very, very stark in their avodas Hashem. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki yedativ l'mana she'yitzav as bonav achulu. V'chein Yitzchak, tziv as Yaakov. You find Yitzchak gave a tzava to Yaakov. Shenema, vayikro Yitzchak el Yaakov, vayivorech oisoi, vayitzaveo. V'chein Yaakov tziva es bonov. Yaakov, we know. Shenema, v'yechal Yaakov l'tzava es bonov. That's the Birchas Yaakov in Parashas Vayichi. V'chein David Melech Yisrael tziva es shloime benoi. You find that David Melech Yisrael gave a tzava to his son Shloime. Shenema, vayikro v'yimei David lomus, vayitzava shloime benoi lemer. The epic tzava, all the things David tells Shloime, he should do, it's Shemi Ben Geira, etc. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu, loy niftar min ha'olam, ad sho hichiach es Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did the same. He also gave a tzava. Where do you find Moshe Rabbeinu gave a tzava? He gave them the Yidin Toichach, ala voinoi shabol, the Yodam. He gave them Musa on the virus that they had done. V'tziva oisam, yiloshin tzava, lishmer mitzvoisam shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar, eile hadvarim v'chulu. So what is the beginning of Devarim? It's a tzava. It's Moshe Rabbeinu Sava, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ashreyem shal tzadikim, she'ein neftarim min ha'olam, ad she'hem mitzaven es bnei macharein al divrei Torah. So the question is a very specific question. Is there an inyan, al tzmitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, to observe something that was written in its Sava? The emesis, this shmooze starts with a toisvis on today's daf. The top toisvis on daf ayin amar aleph. The Gemara says, Ramei Ashita, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Toisvis asks a bambakasha. And that is, we know the halacha is that divrei shchiv mirah is kichsuvin v'chimsurim dami. Which means a man is lying on his deathbed and he instructs, I want this field to go to Pliny, I want this metalklin to go to Yenim. Ordinarily, in order for a kinyan to take effect, you would actually have to do a kinyan. You'd have to write a shtar, meshicha, agbah. But when it comes to the words of a shchiv merah, divrei shchiv merah is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. It's a takonas chachamim. It works with hefker bez and hefker, but that's the law. Divrei shchiv merah is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. It's very tais zakasha. that being that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames, why did Chazal need to make a takana of divrei shchiv merak chesuv chimsurim dam? It's anyways mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. A man is lying on his deathbed. He says that I want this sodah should go to him and this should go to him. Mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. So being that mitzvah lekayim divrei ames, why do we need a special sugya of divrei shchiv merak tichsuv chimsurim dami? Isn't there anyways an obligation and a responsibility for us to listen based on the halacha of mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? Now Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim asks a very obvious question. Divrei shchiv merak tichsuv chimsurim dami doesn't just mean listen to the shchiv merak. It means it's chala kinyan. Mitzvah lekayim divrei ames, you would think, doesn't mean it's chala kinyan. It just means it's a mitzvah. Two different, separate things. One is there's a mitzvah. The other one is that a kinyan is chala. So Rabbi Chanan says it's mashma a little bit from Tosfos Kasha that Tosfos holds mitzvah lekayim divrei ames could also make kinyanim. This is a whole lumdishes shtickle. That's not what we're focusing on. But the point is Tosfos asks a kasha that why do I need divrei shchiv merak tichsuv chimsurim dami? What happened to the rule of mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? Says Tosfos Omer Rabbeinu Tan the lo yamrina mitzvah lekayim divrei ames elo kisha hushlish mitchilo lekach. What's the makar to mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? Ksuba samach tesamid beis. What was the case in ksuba samach tesamid beis where a father took money, gave it to a shlish, and said, I want you to be the one that's going to take care of the nedunya, buy a field for my daughter when it comes time for her to get married. And Rav Meir said, Yasa Sholosh Mashalushus Biyodai, based on the halacha mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. But Rabbeinu Tam said the case there was where there was a man that was giving a very specific shlichus. Not only was he giving a shlichus, he physically has the money in his account. Over there, mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. But stam in the veltarayim, because a man says as he's dying that I want you to do this, that, and the other thing, I'm chayiv to listen. Mitzvah lekayim divrei ames is dafka kishahushlish mitchila lekach. This sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that Tosfos quotes here in Ksubas Davayin, Tosfos quotes elsewhere as well. One of the places is Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. There's no time, but Tosfos over there is working with a Gemara in Bava Basra. Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. There was a Yid. His name was Issik Yoyra, and he had a pekod and he had money sitting by Rava. Issik Yoyra was a ger. That's why he was called Issik Yoyra, and he was dying, and he wanted that his money that he had in Rava's possession should go over to his son. The problem is his son was hayrasay shalay b'kedusha, and as a result, in halacha, because gershin eskayers kekot and shenoy l'dami, he didn't really have a din of his son. So there was no real halacha of Yerusha. So he tells Rava that I want you to somehow get this money to my son. So Rava sat down, he made a cheshbon, do I really have a chiv to give it to him? Chayr not. He said, Yerusha, there's no Yerusha. He said, to be machnet to him, you have to make a kinyan. To do it b'chalipin, Moses not niktas b'chalipin. To do it b'kinyan agav, he didn't own any character. B'kitzer, Rava somehow, it's a very mysterious Gemara, but Rava somehow was able to get out of whatever Issik Yoyra was trying to get him to do. Why? It's a good kasha. But that's what Rava did. Frank Tosfos, that I don't understand. What happened to mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? Zog Tosfos that it could be v'yesh litchoik the shemaloy amrina mitzvah lekayim divrei ames elokishe hishlish kashlish mitzratza v'ravolay hayachafetz liyashlish lekach. Says Tosfos, maybe the only time you say mitzvah lekayim divrei ames is when there's a shlish. Oh, Tosfos ksubas tafayin that he brought in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rava sounded like he was a shtickel a shlish, but says Tosfos, no, because you have to actually sign on dotted line if you're going to be a shlish. Rava was never a nisratza, and because he was never a nisratza, he wasn't a shlish. If there's no shlish, there's no mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. But Rabbeinu Tam added to that. He said, the beger, lo yamrina mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. By a ger, by definition, there's no mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. The chol de ise be Yerusha, someone that's in the parish of Yerusha, mitzvah lekayim dvarav. Hayav alay pasa koichoy me oisei amomen. The mikoichoy yarsh. So here Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam again, but a little different, with a little more mustard. Rabbeinu Tam said, what's the whole yesod of mitzvah lekayim divrei ames? The whole word is that you're being meirish right now. So you have a koyach to be meirish. In your schus to be meirish, licked, you could also dictate what should be done with your money after you die. But if you're not in the parish of Yerusha like Issik Yoyra, because he was a ger, that was the whole background in that story, so therefore there was no Indian over there of Yerusha. If there's no Yerusha, there's no mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. Bottom line, we went through this way too quickly, but two Tosfos in Ksuba Zayin Amid Aleph, Gittin Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, that even though Rav Meir said mitzvah lekayim divrei ames, Ulfav Rav Yoichanan Tainus Chafalef, v'chule, v'chule. But it's a very limited halacha. It's true, number one, if there's a shlish, Or number two, where it's working with something that I'm being Moirish, and now I'm just dictating, I'm customizing the shtickle the way I want my Yerusha to go down. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. This Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is in Choshem Mishpatzim in Reishnun Beis, of Cotton Beis. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amis. Clear. Afilu Bari, like we spoke out during the Daf. Even if he was healthy, Shetziva when he instructed, Umeis, and then he dies, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amis. However, but the only time this is going to be true is if he gave it over b'chayev to a shlish. So if he appointed a shlish and he handed over the money to the shlish, that's when you're going to have this halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So it seems pretty open and shut. It's a taisis in two places in Shas. It's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And emes is, there were tshuvas that were written by G'dayli Yisrael, earlier G'dayli Yisrael. These were the early meshivin who, we always say this, they set the policy for future Moirei Hayra, how they should paskin when it comes to shailas like this. And they very much set the ground that if there would ever be a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames situation which would go outside the bounds of what we're discussing here, there's no such halacha. The two most often quoted tshuvas that I saw is a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. That's one. And the other one's a tshuva from the Noi de Yehuda. So again, two of the Kadmoidim. The Shvus Yaakov's tshuva, just to get a tam of what's going on, is there was a woman, she was lying on her deathbed, and she turned to her children, and she said, you know, there's going to be a Yerusha, and I just want that if a fight's going to break out, and there's going to be any machloikis, I want Ploini, he's one of our family members, he's an intelligent person, I want him to mediate. I want him to be the arbitrator. He should be the one that's going to work out any situation that's going to come about as a result of the Yerusha. Either way, this woman, she closed her eyes, and she left the world. After she passed away, so one of the children said, you know something, I know this guy. I don't trust him. I think he's a shtickle negei bedaver, because I know he's very close to one of my siblings. Besides, I think he's an amaretz. He's not the person that I want should be involved. And there was a whole fight. This woman knew exactly what was coming. And they sent the shaila to the Shvus Yaakov, and they asked the Shvus Yaakov, Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what's the halacha over here? And the Shvus Yaakov said that as it relates to the halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, it's pashut. There's no such halacha. He brings Rabbeinu Tam. He brings the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the only time that you have this inyan is when there's a shlish. And based on that, said the Shvus Yaakov, it's pashut that this is not going to be negeh. Listen to some of the words of the Shvus Yaakov. V'oid, d'loy motzinu b'shum Poisek, she mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames b'shar mili, when it comes to other inyanim, afilu b'tzavos aviv o'imoy, even if it's your father or your mother that gave the tzava and it was their dying wishes, there's still no halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And he said, I'll prove it to you. Adu hutzrich b'shasu poiskin lo'imer mechabdim emoysoy. Chazal needed to give a halacha that is a chiv to be mechabed a person's parents la'achar moysoy. Why did they need Mechab de Lacha Moisoy? Freit to Shvus Yaakov. Why don't we just say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames? He's discussing a specific Gemara. So he says, must be, because there is no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. And he says, Umikre Misayen Iktsas. I think I have a shtickle raya from Psukim. The Pasuk says that Vayitzavu Yosef Lemar, they came to Yosef, the brothers did, and they said, you know, your father said before he died, forgive us. Meaning, because of the whole story with the Mechiris Yosef, he said that you should forgive them. And they're begging him, Ono, Sono, Pesha, please, I'm telling you, this is what he said. And the Mamish, the coming with b'chias, please forgive them. Why do you have to beg? If Yaakov really said forgive them, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, then they had no choice. And he said, I'll bring you another raya. He says, Yaakov Avinu, when he wanted to get his son Yosef to bury him and only bury him in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov was hutzrach lahashbiya as Yosef. He had to make him swear, unesasani mi mitzrayim, mashma de b'tzavolo chudeinim mechuyiv l'kayim mitzvosoy. It's mashma, the simple tzava in and of itself wouldn't have been sufficient enough reason for Yosef to have now had an obligation to go take care of his father. I mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. The Teretz says no, because there is no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And that's why he needed a shvuah, and that's why he had to come on to all this. So the Shvus Yaakov, Paskin, and this tshuva, something that was quoted by all the later poskim, and that is, it's clear, the leimotzinu b'shum poisik, she mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames b'shar mili, the only time you have halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is when it comes to the halacha of mominus that you're in control for Yerusha, and when you amashlish it by somebody else, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, as mentioned in a few different places in Shas. Stating that, it's not so pasha. And really, The reason, and the makar that it's not so pashid, is mamash on the page in Shulchan Aruch. In Chosha Mishpat, Simin Reish Nun Gimel. So the first halacha that we quoted was Reish Nun Beis, Sivkotin Beis. This is Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkotin Lamed. Shulchan Aruch says, Shchiv Merah Shetzifa, V'omar Al Tisbiduhu, a Shchiv Merah that instructed and he said that after I die, I don't want you to be maspid me. Ain't soifden oisar. The halacha is we're not maspid him. Now the truth is, this halacha is really Mefurisha Gemara, and Sanhedrin and Vavam Beis. The Gemara there has a whole sugya, Hespeta, when someone is maspid somebody, is the tachlis to give cover to the mace, or is the tachlis to give cover to all the people that are alive? The Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina." Nafkamina would be if the mace is meichel. He says, "I don't want you to be mas with me." If it's his cover, he can be meichel on his cover. If it's not his cover, he's not a balabas to be meichel on the cover of all the people that are in attendance at this funeral. But the point is it's an ibay in the Gemara. And the Gemara comes out, the maskana, after a whole sugya, tashma, we paskin that hespedas yikar the shechvi. It's the covet of the person that died, and as a result, if the person wants to be moichal al kvaydai, it's something he has a gerech to do. And that's the salach in Shulchan Aruch. Shchid merash etziva v'amer al tespidu, ain't soif denoisai. The Sma, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, however, he bavarns a question. He doesn't say them toimah, but he's asking a question. His question is that the Lashon of Ein Soiftim is mashma da asr l'spayt arsai. Frank the Sma, why is it asr? Meaning, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vavam Abayz is discussing, could a man write in his will, I don't want you to be maspid me? Is he a balabas or is he not a balabas? The Gemara comes out, he's a balabas. He could say it. But just because he said it doesn't mean we have to listen. If Hespeda was Yikara the Chai, he couldn't say it. He's not a balabas on everyone else's covet. We established that he is the balabas. Okay. Does that mean now that we're legally bound by what he wrote in his Sava? Mechateisi. So says the Sma, Loshein de Ein Soiftin, Mashma, the Aser Lispay Daisai. It's Aser. So Freik, the Sma, why is that the case? V'hatam. Ki ahespid eina yalu mishum kovid de hameis v'kroivav. It's all for his kovid. V'arei machal al kvoidoi. U mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. And there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Zok the Sma, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, and because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, therefore if a person would say, don't be maspid me, there would be a chiyah for us to listen to him and not be maspid him. The truth is, I found the Medrash. This is a Medrash HaGadol. So, the beginning of the Raid Back, we mentioned the Medrash Tanoim. This is a Medrash HaGadol. It's in Parashas Vayechi. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu instructed Yosef. And what did Yosef HaTzadik say? Vayomer Anochi Esek Kedvarecha. Zok the Medrash, quote, Rameir Oimer, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. It's a Mefurish Medrash that a mayor sent mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So I saw in the Torah Shleimer of Kasher has a whole arichas and he says obviously the Shvus Yaakov never saw this Medrash. They didn't have all the Midrashim, but if the Shvus Yaakov would have seen this Medrash, then he couldn't have said the halacha that he said, maybe, but for sure bring the raya that he brought. What was the Shvus Yaakov's raya? That you don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis when it comes to inyanim other than dinei mamonis. His raya was from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had to make Yosef swear. The Medrash Gufa says that Rameir had a makar from Yaakov Avinu. Rameir Oimer, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. From the fact that Yosef HaTzadik listened to everything that Yaakov said. Vayomer Anochi Esek Kedvarecha. So the bottom line is, we started off by saying that Tosfos and Ksubastafai and Tosfos and Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, the Lashon of the Mechaber and Chesh Mishra Reish and Beis have gotten Beis. It's a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov and a tshuva from the Noida Behuda. So the early Meshivim, they all said it clearly. Clearly, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is only by mamon that you could be moirish, and even then, only when you appointed a shlish. Yet, we have a sma, and we have a medrash agadol that seems to say mefurish that this is true, even for sharon yonim. So how do we even reconcile the sma? What, the sma was going like this medrash agadol? That's not pshat in the sma, right? It's mefurish Rabbeinu Tam's. It's a halacha Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber himself said in Reish Nun Beis. How could the Sma have been mefarish, the Mechaber in Reish Nun Gimel Lamed, the opposite of what the Mechaber himself said in Reish Nun Beis Beis, right? So Madaf uplearning the Sma a little bit. But I think Pasha Pshan in the Sma is, it's mashma that way from the Shulchan Aruch, if that's where I'm getting this from. But I think Pasha Pshan in the Sma is that the Sma may be held, that even though Rabbeinu Tam said that the only time you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is when you made someone a shlish, and even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the only time you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is when there's a shlish, could be that's only by dinei mamonis. The Shulchan Aruch bavarn such a svara, because the Shulchan Aruch says, could be there's a taina that if you really wanted this so badly, you would have made a shlish. He's mafakfik with that argument. But he does throw it out there. So maybe that's pshat in the sma. That when it's a question in Dine Mominis, Choshem Mishpot Reish Nun Beis Beis is discussing what? Dine Mominis. So if we're dealing with Dine Mominis over there, there's Halacha, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, only when you made a Shlish. But if you didn't make a Shlish, it's like a Reyesah, and therefore there's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. But Enochinami, this sma is going to be true, or the Halacha, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames is going to be true, even when it's not Dine Mominis. Al Kaponim, that's the Shita, the sma. Now, it's not like the Shvus Yaakov, it's not like the Noi de Biyuda. But at the same time, it's the sma. The sma is about Plukta, Tanahu Poluk, and as a result, the bottom line is that even though it seems from the Taisvasin and Shas and from the Halachim Shulchan Aruch and from the earlier Tshuvas that for sure there's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames when we're not dealing with Mominus and there's no Shlish. But at the same time, we do have a Sma. The Sma says that if somebody would write in a Sava, don't be maspid me, Osir, it would be Osir Lispoy Daisai, based on the Halacha of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Now, where this played itself out very, very strongly, and this is really we've spoken about in the past, we're not going to talk about this now, is there were G'dayli Yisrael that wrote in the Tzavah, don't be maspid me, and the G'daylim were maspid them anyways. It's brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva, and really it all began with the Noi de Yehuda. He was the one that said this Chiddush for the first time after the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter. So the Noi de Yehuda Paskin, that even though the Pnei Yeshua had written in his Savah an Altis Beduni, but he said you should be Maspid the Pnei Yeshua anyways, based on a Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Samaches Amar Aleph. But this was the Chiddush of the Noi de Yehuda, and then the Chassam Sofer was Maspid Reb Kiveger. Even though Reb Kiveger wrote in Savah, you shouldn't be Maspid me Befanov, meaning at the time of the Levaya, but Shaloi Defanov, he didn't want any Hespedim, and the Chassam Sofer received the Shmur Rechaiki, found that after Reb Kiveger had been Nifter, obviously Kiveger lived in Poland and he lived in Hungary, so they lived in different parts of Europe, but he was Maspid in many ways and he worked with this Noi de Yehuda. And we spoke in the past that the Shoyle Meshev was Maspid, Reb Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Arach Laner, even though he wrote in his Sava, Altis Beduni, and all came from the Noi de Yehuda. And the truth is, it's a little tolly in this Sugya. If you go through the Sugya a little bit, Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. If there's a Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, then that would be a whole other element. The Sma was Mefarish Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, that there is Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. Now it all comes from a Noi de Yehuda, Noi de Yehuda L'Shitasa, there is no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. The income of Kaim Lahar.